This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 364 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we're kicking off a new month, Alex. It's June. It's time to start a new actor-themed month. And this one, we're going to be doing some Jet Li films. Now, as far as Jet Li, we did Lethal Weapon 4. We did War with Jason Statham. I'm trying to
Cradle to the Grave.
That was a Patreon pick. And that's about it,
Expendables.
Right?
Expendables.
Yeah, he is in Expendables. But as far as Jet Li movies, I think only three. Like, that are like... Yeah. No, not even... I wouldn't even say Lethal Weapon's a Jet Li movie. Two, I think, that are like Jet Li movies. We're going to be doing four of them this month. And kicking it off is the one that sort of put him on the map here in the States as far as a lead, like a lead actor. And that is a little movie called Black Mask. Now, we got to talk about this before we get into the review. Let me ask you first. Had you ever seen this movie prior to this review?
No. And I never heard of it.
Never.
So
didn't even know it was a movie. I had no idea. No. Okay. So Black Mask, I remember this movie because it came out when I was in this movie was made in 1996. There are many different versions of this movie. They were like sent all over the globe. Okay. Like different cuts with different stuff in it. It was made in 96, came out in China, was a hit. Artisan Entertainment, I don't know if you remember them. Artisan Entertainment, you probably saw them.
Yeah.
Their logo on movies in the 90s. They are now, they got bought out by Lionsgate. So Lionsgate now owns like their back catalog. Okay. Artisan got a hold of this movie and they said, you know, we're going to do a US release. This was in 1999, 3 years after the movie came out. So it wasn't even a new movie anymore. And they did it with an English dub. So there was, when it came out here, it was not available in the original language. It was only dubbed. Also, they changed all the music in the movie to a hip-hop like soundtrack. Okay, so this had regular movie music before this edition. And that's the one me and Alex are going to be reviewing for you, by the way. We're going to be reviewing the like US version because that's the one. He has the Blu-ray with all the versions. The one I have, I have the Lionsgate one, and that's the only one on there. There's only one. So that's kind of the journey. And I remember this movie came out when I was just about like to go into high school. So like all my friends were like, Black Mask. Like it was one of those movies that like, it was cool to watch. You know what I mean? Like Blade, I think it came out. Blade was 98.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, it's violent. It's got like martial arts. But I had never seen it. This was my first time watching it. So we're going to be covering Black Mask from 1996/1999. Neither of us have seen it. Alex has never heard of it. Before we do, let me give you some Rotten Tomatoes scores. This is incredible Rotten Tomatoes scores. One of the rare ones. You know, this doesn't happen too often. The same exact score from both audiences and critics. Even more incredible, they're both right in the middle. 50%. 50%. So literally half of the critics who reviewed this thing did not like it and half did. And half of the audience did not like it and half did. So you can't even make this up. A very surprising score, in my opinion. Like to both be right at 50 is kind of weird.
It is. I never seen that before. 50. I think it's the first time we have 50.
A double
the number 50.
Yeah, like a spot on 50.
Yeah.
Usually it's like 53, 47, and we just round. No, 50. 50. All right. So with that being said, this is a 50-50 movie. Okay. Could go either way. Alex could love it. I could hate it. I could love it. Alex could hate it. I have no idea. Yeah. We don't talk about things like this before we start. At most we'll say, oh, I started watching it. The opening's cool. And that's it. We don't say nothing else. But I don't remember that happening when we watch this movie. Just that you found the hip hop music. I was trying to tell him, watch the one with the hip hop music. That's the one I watched. All right. Let's get into it. So this is another one where like the character names are weird because in the original version they had different names. His name is Kevin, and they also call him something else.
Simon.
Or Michael. They also call him Michael. So
go with Simon.
We'll call him Simon. All right. What did you think of Simon Jet Li?
Okay, so like Nate said in the beginning, so what happened was when we let's give people context. Yeah. So we were supposed to record this a few days ago. There's no digital versions of this movie anywhere. So Nate was like, why don't you get the new US release of it? So I said, cool. When it arrived, they came with two discs with like eight different versions of this movie. So I told Nate, what's the version? And he goes, the 90-minute one. And it's kind of hard because they all are in the 90s bracket. Dang, okay. From 90 to 99. And I was like, okay. He was like, the one with the hip-hop. And I was like, shit, now I gotta put every movie on until I find hip-hop in the title. But we kind of figured it out because one thing they did do smart, and I will say, when you put in the Blu-ray, it says the original name of it. In the bottom, it says U.S. released dubbed version. Perfect. And then it says U.S. released music and dubbed version. So I went, oh, I guess it's the one with the music. Gotta be. So I guess it has the original version with the original music, but with the English dubbed.
Well, that's kind of cool. That release is kind of cool.
That is pretty cool. And that's what I was going to tell you. The other disc comes with the Korean version and the director's cut version. And I was like, man, for anyone that's a fan of Jet Li or whatever, I highly recommend it. I paid $33, I think, for it.
You're just like, it's worth it if you it's love worth it. Black Mask.
Yeah, if you like the movie Black Mask, then it's very worth it.
Okay.
If you don't, then don't spend $33. I had to spend the $33 because it's the only way I could get my hands on it. But I'll tell you if it's worth it in terms of the movie. So with that said, let's get to it. Lead character, Simon Jet Li. I liked his character. His character is pretty cool. He's a librarian. As a secret identity, he's a librarian. But then he's like a super soldier, right? Like, it's weird. He's a super soldier that goes undercover. Like, he doesn't want to do it no more.
Super soldier.
Yeah.
Who has to come out of retirement.
Yeah, for some pair reason to help his cop friends. And this movie is very, and I'm going to say it right now, I was confused throughout the whole movie. And the problem is that the subbed was not as good. Not as good. It made me even question, and I was really lost going, what is going on? Like, very technology, like super futuristic. And then I'm like, well, how are they super futuristic in a modern world? Like, it didn't give me that much. Maybe Nate could elaborate more than I could, but I am not, I was just lost. I was like, what is this? It's a. I was like, what is going on? Like, what? Who is this guy? First of all, I like that he's a superhero, right? They created this new superhero, right? He looked like he has a cardboard mask spray painted gray. That's what it looks like.
It's inspired by the Kano mask from Green Hornet.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of figured that's what
it was. It's called a domino mask. That's what it's called.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So anyway, Simon, I liked him. I thought he was pretty cool. He has a friend in the police force that knows how to fight and stands up for him because he doesn't know who he is, and then figures it out that he is the Black Mask. Yeah. Then he has his girlfriend / sister, I think it's his sister, that had the red hair. Remember, they were fighting?
They were in the program together.
Oh, okay. And then he let her go, but he didn't let her go. And then,
that one.
That's the girl from Rumble in the Bronx.
Really? I remember liking your sister in Rumble from the Bronx.
No, you did like her. You said she was hot.
She's hotter in this movie.
Yeah, she was because she's older. So I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, she was hot in this movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so in terms of Jackie Chan, in terms of Jet Li, honestly, the character is a good superhero character. He has a secret identity. He's a librarian, which is pretty cool. After that, he is the Black Mask and he beats people's asses. That's a plus. Yeah. And then throughout there, he has friends that he cares for and doesn't want to get hurt. I mean, it's pretty much like a superhero movie. Yeah. And he has a friend in the police force. And one of my favorite scenes is when the cop is doing, first of all, very unique with a bomb inside the human body. Oh, and he's like, don't mess with the wires. And he's like clicking, man. He's like, how do you know? He's like, you don't want me to get out. And it was like, boom.
Yeah.
Very dope. And I said, you know what? That is really cool. I'm going to give the character a 4. I think he was great. Mm. I'm not going to give him a perfect because I really don't know what the hell's going on throughout the movie. All I know is hip hop music in the beginning where he's getting tortured or putting him in the super soldier serum, whatever.
Yeah.
Like
the music matches what's happening.
It did not match.
Ever. I hated it.
Yeah, it was horrible. Bad choice in that. But anyway, I gave it a 4.
All right. I gave it the same score. I also gave him a 4. I like him. So as far as the character, they implant these things in their, I don't know, their neck or something like that. And it makes them like super. And what really is super about them more, even like they can't feel pain. So, they're good for, they're trained, they're highly trained, and then like they don't feel pain. So like if they're fighting, even if you do hit them, it doesn't really affect them at all. That's him. He gets out of the, so they're gonna, okay, I'll try to explain as best as to explain as best as I understood it. The government's gonna shut down the program, shut down the program. They're killing, like they're taking the thing out and like killing them. So the leader of them, who's ultimately like the villain in this movie,
yeah,
which we're gonna talk about in a second, and then takes some of them. They kind of go like underground. Jet Li just escapes. He like escapes. That opening scene is like him escaping from there. Okay, and then he kind of just lives a normal life. He becomes, like you said, he's like works in a library. He makes friends with the other girl, with his friends. They have like a little birthday party, you know, whatever. Living life. Then people start committing these crimes and he figures out it's the super soldier people, his old crew. Yeah. So he comes out of retirement as a super soldier, wears a mask and fights against them. That's in the nutshell. That's like, that's the story.
Yeah.
Okay, there's other stuff that happens, but, and then the cop is trying to help solve the crimes while not knowing he's the Black Mask. All right, but I gave him a 4. I thought he was a good character. As far as this kind of movie goes, I thought his performance was good. I like Jet Li in this. Yeah. I thought he was good. I wish, this dub is horrible, you're right. I wish I could just listen to him talk normal. I would have rather, this is one of the scenarios, again, where I would have rather read it than listen to this.
I agree with you.
Garbage. Yeah. Yeah, it was really bad. Like, it was so over the top, all the, especially the girl. I'm like, what is this? This is a goofy movie. Movie too. Anyway, yeah. I gave him a 4. You gave him a 4. I liked the lead character. He was cool. All right. Now, the main villain. Who the freak was this guy? He's got long hair. So I don't know anyone's name. I don't know which one he is. He's the guy with the long hair. I'll just let you take it. I'll look for it while you talk about the main villain, and I'll try to figure out which one he is on this list. Anthony King Wong Cole. As King yeah. Cow.
King Cow. There you go.
King Cow. Okay. What'd you think of him?
King Cow was okay. I thought he was cool. I mean, they fought at the end.
Yes.
They had a pretty good battle at the end, I'm not gonna lie. But it felt very, again, it felt very Johnny Mnemonic meets superhero, but really bad. Like, it's weird, because, right, like the scene that he, I thought it was a cool way they did it, but I was still lost, because I was like, where the hell, what am I watching style? When he locked them all in the car, and then he was in the screen, I thought that was really creative. I don't know why.
When he's talking with them, with him and the girl, and then the little thing goes like...
Yeah. I thought that was pretty creative. I was like, that's a pretty creative thing, like a fake hologram, but using the screen. So I was like, that's pretty cool. But I don't, I gave him a 3 because he fought. But other than that, what more can I say? I mean, he did kill his friend, the hot chick. I don't know if she was dead or not because she fell off the whatever when they were fighting on the scowful thing. But she got shot just to draw him out, because I think that's what they wanted to draw him out, because he was like the best of the best.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't care for him much, but he did. They did do good. Fight. I'll say that. That was a good fight at the end. So I give him a 3 for that.
Okay.
Fighting.
You're right. I was struggled here because I think he looks ridiculous. Okay, he looks like a vampire. Yeah. I don't know what the design was here, but he looks like the Lord of the Night vampire. He's wearing a long coat. He's always wearing shades. He has long hair. He's like, looks like he lives in a sewer. I'm like, where are we? Why are we in a sewer of some sort? I mean, I get it. They're underground, but they didn't have to literally be underground. It was weird. So like, he has like a lair. He looks like a vampire. And I'm like, this is bizarre. So I hated the design of the character, the look of the character. I hated the way he talked. My struggle was that he's a good bad guy. Like, he does a lot of bad stuff, pretty much like a terrorist type guy. He has a bunch of henchmen and he does fight, and the fight goes on for more than 2 minutes. Like, they you know, he was holding his own for a long time. So I ultimately landed on a 3 as well. I thought, as far as these kind of movies go, he was fine. Like, he was a fine villain, nothing more. Like, I don't really know his total plan, which that hurts, you know. Like, I don't know what's his goal. I have no idea. Are they ever going to come out from underground? Like, do you just want to live under there and be rich? Like, what good is money if you live in a sewer? I don't understand. So I don't really know what they're trying to do all the way. So yeah, I gave him a 3. All right, let's talk about the action scenes. What'd you think of the action?
The action scenes were great. It was over the top.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It was over the top action. There's a lot of stuff that you're like, what? Like, in the beginning, when they're shooting at him and I don't know how he got in the cage. And all of a sudden, he just jumped into a cage. Sequence was dope. I was like, no sequence. But I was like, that was a little weird editing there. Other than that, Jet Li is a great action star, man. He's really good. I liked him in this movie. There was good. The fights in the scaffold between the good girl and the hot girl. And that was a great scene. The scene with the car, I thought it was really good. The shootouts was really good. The ending with the bad guy was a great fight. Like, overall, this movie's action-packed. And I'm not lying to you. This is from beginning to end, action-packed movie. And I liked it. I was like, I was drawn in. I was like, this was good. It was very over the top. Think of a superhero movie. Because he is walking through. I mean, he has stabbed and he's still whooping ass, but he's bleeding out. But I thought it was really good. The explosion with his friend, like, that scene was really good. So I'm gonna let you elaborate more, but I give it a 5. I think it had great, perfect action.
Okay. I like that. I like your score. I have a different score.
Oh, I figured that.
I don't disagree with you though. I don't really disagree with you. Here's my take on it. This movie, especially the action, will hit for some people the way it hit for you, and will hit for some people maybe the way it hit for me. I think there is a lot of action, and there's some sequences I do really enjoy. I agree with you. I think the opening is awesome. Okay, like the opening scene where he's escaping that facility. There's just like a million machine guns. People are getting shot. Like this movie's really bloody too. It's rated, definitely rated R. Like people's hands get chopped off and bullets are, blood is spraying out and everything like that. You're right. The scene, the choreography of it's a little weird. Like he's in this basket, but then like the visual of it is cool where it's like spinning and like bullets are flying off of it. Also, then like, he runs and like slides for like a thousand feet. Somehow he's just like, shh. I'm like, what is going on here? Is
this floor, I agree. Like,
filled with oil or something? Yeah, why is it so slick? So that was kind of weird. Also, there's like a tank right at the beginning. Like this movie,
it shot the thing.
Starts off literally with a bang. There's like a tank shoot. I'm like, what in the heck is going on? But I was here for it. This is a wire work movie. You know, there's definitely wires, and a couple times you could see the wires, which that's on the director. Oh, you got to get them things out of there. There's one part where he like comes down and lands, and you could just clearly see the wires, and I'm like, I don't like that. But the reason I gave it a four. I didn't want people to think I was going to go like two or something. I did give it a four because there's a lot, and I would say 75% of it's really good. But that other 25, it's too silly, and I don't know why. Yeah. And while it works in like Police Story, for example, because the whole movie has an intentional comedic tone, this one seems like it's trying to be serious. Like this is like a serious, you know, R-rated action movie. Besides the parts with the girl where she's like tied up. She's like, I'm going to cook. Why'd you make this? This was disgusting. That's like how the dub is, by the way. It's that bad. And she's playing video games with her hands backwards. Hey, what are we going to do? Like that, those parts were funny, I guess, intentional, but everything else was serious. But then these actions, like the guy, the white guy, which by the way, that was a guy from Mortal Kombat 2. That bald guy, he's a Shao Kahn in Mortal Kombat 2, which we'll be reviewing in the future, which is horrible. And he gets like, he's holding onto the guy, and the guy chops off his arm and it gets stuck. I'm like, this is stupid. So there's just like one too many stupid moments. But again, I think I 100% could see the five for this. I don't have a problem with it. I gave it a four because there was a couple parts that were making me mad. I was like, this is, but there's also a lot of parts that I thought were cool. So, you know, a little bit of a mixed bag, but I still gave it a four. Okay. Storyline. What'd you think of the storyline?
I'm going to be really honest with you here, Nate. Maybe the story is good. But they did it. I'm being 100% honest with you.
Maybe it's good.
It could be good to someone who could understand this, because honestly, I was literally lost from the beginning of this film. I gave it a two for a decent. And the only reason I gave it a two, because the explanation was not there. Yeah. It was not explained well in the dub. Even if you're one of those that could watch the imagery and go, oh, I don't understand. Like when I saw Godzilla Minus One, I didn't need to read the subtitles because I could follow the acting and be like, I kind of understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. This one, I couldn't. I did not know what was the villain's point of view. What was the villain's plot? What was his mastermind? Jet Li, like what was his doing? Like what was, like so much whys. And I felt like there is an answer somewhere in there. I just can't find it with the English dub. I'm being honest, I can't find it with the dub. I might rewatch the director's cut, but in the actual language and read it, because I bet I'll get more out of it than the English. So with that said, and I got 8 versions of it, so I can find one of them that can explain it right. Yeah. So anyway, with that said, I gave it a 2 for decent.
All right. I wrote down here a 2. I gave it a 2.
Okay.
I didn't like it. I didn't like the story. I think it's too convoluted. I think it's weird. Okay. If we're boiling it down to the basic premise, I'll agree with you. I think it's pretty good. Super soldiers, all that kind of stuff. You know, like it's not new. We've seen movies like this. Universal Soldier, for example, which came out before this movie. This is not a new concept. Captain America, the comic book written, you know, whatever, 70 years ago. This is not a new idea, but the execution of this version of it, I don't like. I don't think it's very good. Again, I don't know what the villains are like really trying to do. It's not super clear. This guy, Jet Li's, like, I feel like they rush through some of that stuff, like of, okay, he escapes this facility, all this stuff, and then he's just normal. He's just a normal guy. They don't really delve into it too much. The only thing you get between him and the hot chick is like you get the flashback where he's like, all right, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do whatever. And you know they knew each other, but they seem like they were really tight. If it's his sister, they definitely don't do a good job of explaining that. And if it's not his sister and they're just like really good friends, they also don't do a good job of giving you any backstory to it. So, you know, and she stabs the crap out of him. Like she's willing to kill him. He's like, what's going on? Why is he the only one that's doesn't want to do bad stuff? And everyone else is just like robots to the vampire guy. So there's like a lot of that kind of stuff. Also, there's a lot of like technology stuff in here that is aged poorly as far as like, you know, some of the stuff they're doing. So I don't know. I didn't really like it either. I'm right there with you. I don't think this movie has aged well, I think is what I'm trying to get at. I do not. I think in 1996, this is one of those movies like, you ever seen the movie with Sandra Bullock called The Net?
No.
Okay. It's a thriller. It's about literally the internet, but it came out in the mid 90s. And at the time it worked. And you watch that now and it's like, it's terrible. It's like, no, this is silly. I feel it was the same way about this. Like this in 96 was probably like really cool, but now it's not aged as well. So two for you, two for me. What's your overall score?
Okay. So, you know, it's weird to say this, but for lack of storytelling, I kind of enjoyed it for what it was. I enjoyed it. It's a superhero movie. There was a lot of wrong meaning storyline wise. Like we did not know what was going on, but honestly, at the end of everything, like Nate said, it's very outdated, but I enjoyed the watch. I thought it was really fun and I enjoyed it for what it was. I'm giving it a 3. I think it's a good movie. I'm keeping my movie. I mean, I paid 33, but I honestly think I could rewatch this again. Like if I'm doing anything, I could put on another version of this film. But I think it's a good, solid movie. I just think the way they told the story in the English dub did not fit and worked well. But other than that, action was perfect and Jet Li was great in this. So I give it a 3.
All right. I ended up not liking the movie overall. And you know what else? There's another one where like my Blu-ray lied. The back of the box says it's 102 minutes and then you watch it and it's only 90. So it's the reverse of Police Story. Like it's shorter than the box says it is. So I was like, okay, that's weird. Also, I can only review the version I watched. I hate the soundtrack. Like the music is awful. The dub is awful. I did not have the option to watch it, like to get the performances properly with the subtitles. I didn't have a good time. Like I was like, okay, these action scenes are pretty good, but I'm ready for this movie to be over. There's a lot of goofy crap in it. Like I agree with you with the part with the car, like where the guy's talking to him, like, okay, that's cool. But then like what happens after with like the little CGI thing that goes around the car, like the Batmobile or whatever. And then I was like, this is stupid. The characters, I liked Jet Li, but I feel like most of the other characters are kind of undercooked. Again, the relationship with the girl, undercooked. I don't know. I thought I was going to like this. I thought I was going to like this more than I ultimately did. I ended up giving it a 2 overall.
Oh, wow.
And I will say, your Blu-ray might have a version that I like better on it. Yeah. This version, I don't really like. So I think people, and I know this movie, I do know people who like it. Unlike Police Story, I know people who really like Black Mask, but it's definitely a cult movie because there's a lot of problems. I could totally see this now that I've watched it, that 50-50, I totally get it. I totally get it. I would fall on the side of the 50 who didn't really love it, but I could see the cult status of it, but this is not a movie. This is not my style of action movie. A little too cheesy, I do like some cheesy movies, but a little too corny, a little too goofy, but trying to be serious. So ultimately, it fell flat for me. But I do think maybe one of the original versions or the director's cut or something, I might like better. But we'll see. Maybe I'll get that one day and watch it and
maybe wait on the sale or your bookshelf. What is it? Your bookstore?
Because this one's going right back to the bookstore.
Imagine you send that one back to
I'm get taking the it back, other and version. Then maybe someone traded the other one and I'll get their version. This at the bookstore for like $6. So it's going right back to
not
the,
bad.
Nah, I had credit. I really paid zero for it. But trading it back in, I'm like, I'm never going to watch this version again. I don't see why. All right. What is your total points?
17 out of a 25.
I have a 15. So we're close.
Okay.
We're close.
Yeah.
I'll say an okay start to Jet Li month. Action-wise, it was good, but story-wise, not the best. We're going to see if it gets better. Now, next week, we will be reviewing Police Story 3, Super Cop. That'll be our franchise movie. And then our next Jet Li movie is a little movie called Unleashed. from Louis Leterrier, a director I like pretty good, and starring Jet Li, of course, Bob Hoskins, and I'm pretty sure Morgan Freeman is in that movie as well. So some actors. This is an American movie, not a Hong Kong movie. So yeah, we're gonna get into one of his American films from the 2000s.
You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything AMG podcast, you can follow us on Instagram at Geeks and Flicks or on our YouTube channel. We have the Action Movie Guys YouTube channel. You guys can listen to all the episodes there on the YouTube channel. Subscribe, leave some comments. And of course, you can take us on the go with YouTube Music. If you guys have that, you can check out Action Movie Guys there or on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio, any of the platforms for podcasts. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.